Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today News at midday. I'm John Baker. A police officer who struck a restrained victim in the face with a running start while wearing reinforced gloves in 2019, causing multiple facial fractures, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison, five of them suspended, and fined €10,000. Four other officers present who helped restrain the victim while their superior struck him and later assisted in destroying evidence and falsifying witness statements were each handed 3 year prison sentence, fully suspended and also fined. 6 years since the tragic death of two-year-old Emran, who was killed when a huge piece of an ice sculpture collapsed at Luxembourg City's winter market on the Place Guillaume II, the family still has no answers on who is responsible, where the main mistakes lie, and how this was even possible. The case was expected to have closed in 2021, but has still not gone to trial. Agriculture Minister Martin Hansen and Labour Minister Georges Michaud have unveiled a bill aimed at simplifying and clarifying occasional work and specific tasks in viticulture and fruit production. Milking cows, harvesting grapes, picking strawberries or Mirabel plums, for example, will all now be legal on a Sunday, although it is still unclear whether Sunday work will be allowed in vineyards. In international news, firefighters in Hong Kong are continuing their search through scorched buildings after a devastating fire tore through a high-rise housing complex yesterday, killing at least 44 people and leaving hundreds unaccounted for. Authorities are investigating what sparked the disastrous blaze, which is the worst in decades for the city, and the study will investigate the presence of bamboo scaffolding and plastic mesh wrapped around the structures as part of construction work. A Turkish court has acquitted four journalists, including AFP photographer Yasin Akgul, who were on trial over mass demonstrations in Istanbul in March, a case that drew condemnation from press freedom watchdogs. The four, or photographers, were arrested in dawn raids several days into a huge wave of protests sparked by the arrest of Istanbul's powerful opposition mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, a top opponent of President Erdogan. Sports now, and Switzerland's Super G Olympic champion Lara Gut-Benrami will miss the 2026 Winter Games with a serious knee injury, the Swiss Ski Federation has announced. The skier ruptured knee ligaments while training in the United States a week ago and has left the door open to making a U-turn on her decision to retire at the end of the season. And finally, South Africa coach Razzie Erasmus has made nine changes from the team that beat Ireland last week to play Wales in Cardiff on Saturday. Erasmus is missing a host of players who have returned to their clubs and provincial unions as the match falls outside the international window. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Well, it's still a little misty out there, and even when that lifts, the day will remain overcast and chilly. Currently just above 0 degrees in the city, but it does still feel far colder.